Das Samachay mit Base Holding. Poi Paris, Alu Evan. It says he's allowed to go out with this type of sheet or talis she wraps around her. And for Paris, one side goes on one side of the shoulder, and the other side is on the other side of the shoulder. And she has like a string hanging down. On the bottom of the string, she has either a nut or she has a coin there, something to hold it, to tie it down with. Yeah, or maybe push it open all the way. Here's a chair that is open. Yeah. So tomorrow's the Kurtz is theory in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says at the end the prepares Halevin, but you should not do it with Matvei. No, with a Matvei you shouldn't do it. Yeah, the Mishnah says Loshim prepares Halevin via Legos on Matveya, or Bavach Letif for the Chachilah b'Shabbos. But you should not do it mitchila on Shabbos. You should not put this stone on mitchila on Shabbos. That's the end of the Mishnah. Mitchila, you can't do it on Shabbos. Fati Gemara Aspira. V'amrit Reisha Poferis. The Reisha says you are allowed to put the stone in this beged on Shabbos mitchila to hold it down, to hold it in place. This is on the bottom of the string. You put the stone. So the end of the Mishnah, the Reisha says it's muta. And the Seifa says it's also. Fati Gemara, Amar Abaya, Seifa also lematbeya. The Seif is talking about a matbeya. A matbeya is what's osur. A coin. Because a coin is muksa. So, Rashi. Rashi v'am v'tresha v'teris. V'yihi v'ad l'chitchila kom. It's master from the Mishnah. Metchila, you're allowed to use this type of cloth and put a matbeya or put a stone on it on Shabbos. The email by Jonah is talking about only on Friday. Ula Shmin in the Yotze by the Shabbos. You're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Hotana Reisha mid Yotze preferes. That's the ratio of the Mishnah that you're allowed to wear such a clothing like this. So the safer the Mishnah is the Chiddush, you're allowed to put the stone on even on Shabbos. So Chutz Astira. And the end of the Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. The moral to the Torah says, depends what you're putting in the clothing. If you're putting on the bottom of the string a piece of egois, a nut, which is not muksa, that's muta. If you want to put a matveya, a coin, that's muksa, that's only muta to do erev Shabbos, not on Shabbos. So Drashi, Seifa Diktoni Loitifreif, also on the matveya. The La Batutlu is talking about a matveya, which is not a Batutlu. Avol Evin, Shigzola Kach, Rui Latutlu. But if you have a stone that was set aside to use for this cloth, for this like jacket, to tie it up instead of a button that used a stone, pshita, that's not muksam, that's mutter to put even on Shabbos. Mashenkin a matbeya, said Chiddush is usually a matbeya coin, you're not miyachrid lo'ilam to use for a button. A coin, you don't want to use as a coin. Now one time now, this Shabbos, you decide to use the coin as the button. So therefore it's muksam. So it's only mutter if you put the coin in the beged before Shabbos. But to do it on Shabbos, it's also. So that's the teretz to the Mishnah. The Reisha is mashmutz muta. That means you can put a stone for a button even on Shabbos. Mashenkin a matbeya, a coin, that's also to do on Shabbos. Boy abay, for the baya shayla. Isha mal she torim v'tifras ala egos. What about if an isha wants to make haroma? In other words, she wants to put the egos, the nut, to be like part of the button of the beged. But the reason why she's putting the nut there is not so much to close the beged, but she wants to be able to hoitzi lebno katan b'Shabbos. She has a little baby outside in Rishus Rabim, or she wants to walk with a little son to Rishus Rabim, and she's going to want to give him a nut later in the middle of Rishus Rabim. So the reason why she's putting the nut in on the bottom of her jacket, to tie up the jacket, to use it as the button. The reason why she's putting the nut there, not so much after close up the jacket, but Harika Kavon is to be able later to give the nut to a son to eat. So she's doing like Haroma. Right now, really, it's Mutter because she's using it as a button. But a Kavon is to later give it to a son. Is it Mutter or not? She wants to give it to a little son to eat it later. So the Gemara, Tiboyi Lamandiyoma Marimim Bedleika. Tiboy lamandiyama marimim, and tiboy lamandiyama ain marimim. This is called haroma. Haroma means like you're tricking. Like you're doing it for a different purpose than you're really doing it for. So it's a machlokes later by dleika. If you have a fire in your house, the matyu to carry out the godim to wear it outside. Said Rashi, Tiboilaman the Yama Plukta the Chokisvia Kodesh. Loivesh Koma Shiyoka Lovash Dubra Meya. In the case we have a fire in your house on Shabbos, they want you to put as many clothing on as you want. Put everything on you and walk outside with the carry outside. They want you. That's called like haroma. Like really, you don't need 5 shirts. Everybody knows the reason why you're wearing these 5 shirts now is because you want to save it from the fire. But so what? Since you're wearing 5 shirts, now it's mutter to go out with it. Even 10 shirts, one on top of another. That's what Meir Svara. They were matir haroma. Reb Yosi Yomer, Shmoina Sara Kelim. No, they're only matir to wear 18 begodim. Kederach Shulei V'Shpachol. The way normally you wear in the middle of the weekday. Your shoes, your socks, your shirt, your pants. Things that you usually wear, they are matir you. But to make haroma, they were not matir you. So it's a machlekes. By dleike, can you wear more than you usually wear with a kavona to save it? That's called haram. You're doing a trickery thing here. Is it mutter or not? The more thing I was shaila is a shtofik according to both these svaras. Why? Hosam, I'll tell you. Hosamu, diloy sharis le osi lechvuye. I'll tell you the reason why a may is matthew to carry out from the fire as many begodim as you want, because if they weren't matthew you, we're afraid you put out the fire. So by dleike, we're more makel. If they're not matter the isha to wear the knot as a button on a shirt to walk outside, she won't carry it out outside anyway. I mean, we're not choshe to do anything to the raisa. It's only behetta she wants to carry out the knot. So maybe the rabbanim more matter her. Harika kavanu is carrying out the knot, not so much use it as a button. Maybe it's also only by dleika we matter, by a fire we matter you. Because if we're not going to give a heter, we're afraid you'll do it the isha. I do more as far as I care. I feel the man the yomer ain't marima bedleika. I feel you hold like Rabbi Yosi that by dleiki could only carry out only 18 begodim and not more. You can make a ramon hosam derechoy tzobekach. I tell you over there, you're carrying out as derechoy tzob. Avloche and derechoy tzobekach. Here, carrying out the nut this way in your begid as a button, it's not called a derechoy tzob. So even if you carry it out, you're not over nisid reiser anyway. It's only like an Ister Rabbonin, it's called Hetzor Kalachayad. So maybe here we could be more Mekom. Eimor Sharper Domi, maybe here it's Mutter. Tekel, like the Gemara by Yisofuk. So Drashi, Derech Hetzor Bekach, so going Moich Reksus, the Chiddush, somebody that's selling suits, is Moitzi Noisen Derech Malbush. Amol, he carries out his suits wearing it. And he's claw, he's not wearing the suit to protect himself. He has his own suit on underneath. No, when he wants to sell suits, he puts on 2 or 3 suits to show how they fit, how they look. So the second suit he's wearing, that's mamash called a masli. That's a derech you carry it out in the middle of the weekday. So since it's a derech to carry it out, therefore by Shabbos we're not makel to you to carry out extra begodim, even to save it from the fire. Mashenkin here, when you're carrying out this nut, you're not carrying it out in your hand, you're putting it on a string in your shirt that you can use as a button to tie up your shirt. So this derech chutzah is only klachiyat, it's not a real derech the way you carry it out. So therefore the most to give in is an Isser Rabbonin. So maybe by an Isser Rabbonin, where haram is mutter. Somewhere obliged by a sofik. So the halacha is that to carry out the shus rabim should be machmer, but to carry out the karmus only Isser Rabbonin could be mekel. If I'll to take or suffer in the Gemara, so by sofik usually an Isser derives to be go to chumra, and an Isser Rabbonin we go to kula. Yeah. Zot the Mishnah. Hakita, that somebody doesn't have a foot, or the ankle, at least from the ankle bottom he's missing, is Yoitse Bikav Shaloi. He's allowed to go out with his calf. What's called his calf? Zatrashi Akita Shiniktor Ragloi. His foot was cut off. Is Yoitse Bikav Shaloi. The mano de Dehu. That's called his mano. Posha, this calf is like the wooden or fake leg they put on him. So he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Divra Meir, Zeltra Meir. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's also for him to go out with his fake foot on Shabbos. So Rashi Rabbi Yosi Yosef, the lav tachshidu, it's not called a tachshid for him. It is not serving any real purpose. He can't walk with it. He's not walking with his shoe. It's just something to cover up his shoe. It's cover up his shoik, his thigh. So Rabbi Yosi says, it's not called a tachshid, therefore it's also. Now luckily, hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Yim Yechloi Beis Kibul Kisisin. Now, usually the stump that he puts his, used like for the bottom of his foot, it depends if it has a base kibble hole there, that you can put kisisim, that means like cotton, or a soft begodim inside it, then makes it a kli eitz. It's a wooden, here it's a wooden stump, and since it has a hole inside that can mekabel this katin, it's called the base kibbul, and melo bitami. Trashivim yeshloi base kibbul kesitin, shenech kakboy has a hole inside it, kidei kibbul kesitin. Kidei it's a mekabel kesitin, shel begodim rakin amuchin. I mean soft begodim. Lo niach roishuk of aleim. Whereas you have like a wooden fake leg, and on the top of it there's little holes. Now usually in the hole you put your thigh inside there, but a thigh of a person that doesn't make it a base kibble, it should be makabel tumim. Because you say this like this: if it's a pshute kliyeh, a piece of wood is not makabel tumim. A piece of wood is only makabel tumim if it has a base kibble. If it's made like a glass, it's a makabel water inside, something inside it. And a base kibble means that you walk around with the kli itself. You could hold the kli with what's inside and walk around with it. Now this type of wooden leg, just to put the foot inside it, you can't walk around holding the wooden leg with the foot inside it. The foot doesn't move. Like, you have to move with the kli. So the fact that there's a hole on top of the wooden leg, that the leg fits in, that wouldn't make the shame based kibbul. Because you don't carry the kli by itself with the foot inside it. Now if you have a base kibble here, that usually before he puts his leg inside there, he first puts cotton or shmat is inside to make it soft, then this foot by itself is called a base kibble. Because you have a hole that you put cotton inside, and you can walk around with the stump just with the cotton inside, therefore it's called a base kibble, that's makabel tumah. That's the chiluk. Im yesh lo base kibble k'sisim, to put the shmat is inside it, then it's tummy. Vaitam, smuchoy shaloi. So he has a smucha, that's the piece of skin that he puts on the bottom of his thigh. That's tameim, it's mekabel tumah, medrash, because he always leans on it, it's mekabel tumah's medrash. V'yotzim v'mishavis. This he's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So Drashi, smucha shaloi. Smucha shel kita means yesh kita b'shtei ragla. From on the stone, some people have both foot taken off. Is mahalach hashuk, if he walks on his thighs, v'yalach kavoysev on his knees. Here they put the piece of skin on the bottom of his thigh. Now since he's walking on his thigh, so he's using this skin mamish like a shoe. So that's called the takshit for him, therefore he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Trashi Tumei Medris in Zavu. If the person is a Zav, do lismichas gufay ofid, because he's putting his whole body on this skin, like he's using it for a shoe. O Medris Hazav Oy Savatumma. Whatever the Zav sits on or leans on makes it for Navatumu. The Yotzim Ben Meshabbos. Tetachshu Tedeyu. This is better than the Reisha. The first case was just a wooden leg. He's not walking with the wooden leg. His leg, he can't walk with it. So therefore, just to show, it's not called a Tetachshu. But here, with the way he walks is by dragging along his legs, his thighs, and the thighs hit the floor. So you want to put some skin on the bottom of the thigh, like your shoe, that's called a tatsha, that's mishtamish to yodim, that he could go out with. V'nichnosim ben bazorah. He's even allowed to walk into the base of Mikdash with this. So drashi v'nichnosim ben bazorah, diaf agav de tenan, learn the Gemara Brochus. Lo yikonis odim laharabayis v'manoloi, and now they go into the base of Mikdash, with the harabayis wearing your shoes. Hani lav mano ninu. These are not mamish shoe. The lab barosh raglihein, and not mamish on the top of his leg. Like, he doesn't have legs. Where are they? On his thigh. But since it's only to protect his thigh, it's not like a bizoyan of wearing your shoes. He's allowed to wear this. Kisei usmucha shaloi. Somebody also that can't walk, he's missing his legs. Trashi yesh kita sheyav shuv chivso gide shukov. His mamish's thigh has shrunk up. V'yafilu ala kvoysov ein yoch lelech. He can't even walk on his knees. V'yoysen k'min kisei nomach, to make a small chair for him. V'yoysev olav, and he sits on the chair. V'kishum halach, when he wants to move, nismach ayodav, he leans on his hands. V'sav solom kitanim, with a small chair. V'oyke gufa minorot, he picks up his whole body off the ground. V'nitchav lafonav, and he moves forwards. V'choyzer v'nach alachurav, then he lies, he rests on his back. V'hakisei koshlo mechurav, and the chair is tied onto his back. It's like he sits down, rests, then he pushes himself, gets up and with his hands and moves. That's the way he moves. Okay. So the key said this chair, Usmucha Zatrash shall oise kita, oisala smucha shalor, oishal eight lerosha shukov iraglov hatluyim. That this man also they put a piece of skin, or else Rashi says made out of eights, wood, on the top, on the Rosh Shukov, the end of his thighs, or ragla at the end of his feet, hatluyim atangin, or gushanishin ayodav, when he's leaning on his hands, v'yeker atzmoin, picks up his goof, nishin gam aragla ksas. He also rests a little bit on his foot. So his feet do touch the ground, and they put this smuchim, this or skin, around the bottom of his foot that's touching the ground. It is temeyim medris. It's metame medris because he's leaning on these things. Abavien yoytzim ben meshabbos. He's not allowed to go out with these things on Shabbos. The kisay or the smuchis, he can't go out with on Shabbos. So drashi, why not? Vien yoytzim ben meshabbos. Rabbi Seinu Weimrim mifnei she'enem tzrichim lekokach. Rashi's Rebbe learns because you don't need it so much. It's not that much of a purpose for tzarich for him. There's ikah, the way he's moving is with his hands. He's picking up his body and moving, so he could move without these things. So Rashi will learn yearly. That's not a good time. A body needs it. He wants to rest. He needs a chair on underneath him to rest. And he's dragging along his feet. It's not nice his feet should drag on the floor. He wants to put a piece of skin on the bottom of his legs. So Rashi vikol amei madardi ditoli. We're talking about now where his legs are like hanging up. For leiman chiyaru, they're not touching the ground. Ezimna dimishtalfi, we're afraid that this skin, the stam hanging on his legs, we're afraid sometimes will fall off his leg. Since it's not on the ground, mamish is only hanging, we're afraid it'll fall off his leg, and he'll come to pick it up and walk with it, b'rishus rabim. That's why it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. V'yei nechnosim ben bazor, he can't walk in with this smuchim, or with this kisei to the azor. These are mamish's shoes, because here the person does have feet, just like his feet are paralyzed, so he can't move them. So the way he moves is by moving his whole body, but he has this skin on the bottom of his leg, which is like the shoes. So that's the loch. He can't go with shoes into the Beis HaMikdash. Before, the case was he doesn't have feet. His feet were chopped off. All he has is his thighs. So if he has some skin at the bottom of the thigh, that's mutter to go into the azorah. That's not called a shoe. A shoe is what you wear on the bottom of your foot.
The stam is that the halacha would be the same by wheelchairs if somebody who's quadriplegic, somebody who can't walk.
Well, the violet said it's also. Let's see about a wheelchair. That's his kisa lechur. Kisa smucha shaloi ismei mevien yosem beim shabbos. Weiter. Lukmotim, we'll see the type of a mask people wear to make jokes with, is Tarim, is Torah, it's not called the Kriyat Makabot Tumah, V'yenyetzim Ben, you can't look out with them on Shabbos. Trashi, Tarim, Makabot Tumah, V'yenu Lekli Tashvish Letashit, it's not a Kli, it's not a Tashit, it's not Makabot Tumah, and you can't look out with these things on Shabbos. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what Lukmotim is. It's type of a mask, or something you play around with to make jokes with. Yeah. So again, so the Reish of the Mishnah was Hakita Yetzah B'Kavshloi Tzamachleikas Remei and Rav Yosi. The Kavshloi was a person that's missing his legs, and he had like a wooden leg that you put there. He doesn't walk with it, it's just there for show. So Rav Yosi told us also to walk out with it on Shavis, because it's not called a Tachshit Uloi. It's not a Tachshit, and it's not a Malbush, because you're not walking with it, you're not using it, so therefore it's also. So the Gemara. Omalei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Heichi Tanan, how exactly do we learn the Mishnah? Does the Mishnah say Hakita Yoytze B'Kavshlo like we say, and Rav Yosi Asis, or Fakert? The Tanakama says Ein Hakita Yoytze, and Rav Yosi is Mater. That was the suffix. So Drashi Heichi Tanan Hakita Yoytze, if Rav Yosi Oyser, that's the way we have the Girsa. Oy, the Girsa was Fakert. Ein Hakita Yoytze, Rav Yosi Mater. Now, what's the Shita's claw? That's what Rav Yosi Rav Nachman Heichi Tanan. Omalei, he entered back. Rav Nachman answered back, lo yadani, he's not sure. Hilchos Samai, then Rav asked him, what's the halacha? Omalei, also lo yadani, he's not sure. Itma, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says the girsa should be Ein Hakita, not like we have. We have a girsa Hakita Yoitze, Alt Rameyo. Shmuel had the girsa, no, Rameyo's Ein Hakita Yoitze. He can't go out with this type of a wooden shoe. Vechein Omar Rafuna Ein Hakita. Hey, Shmuel and Avuna both learned in Remeya that the din was Ein Hakita, that a person that's missing a leg can't go out with a false foot on Shabbos. Since it's only a wooden shoe, a wooden foot, it's also. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Hel v'yomar Shmuel Ein Hakita, v'yomar Avuna Ein Hakita, ananami nisni Ein Hakita. We should also learn, that's pshat, not like our girsa, but we should change the girsa. The Tanakhama Remeya holds Ein Hakita, it's also for him to go out with it, and Rabbi Yosef is matter. Maskibalor Rova Bar Shiro. Rav Bashir asked the kasha, leishmil hod demastinle. Didn't you hear that we learned? Rav Chonin bar Rava, lechia bar Rav. We told you lechia bar Rav. Kaimi de Rav in front of Rav. Pikituna de Rav in the small room in the Beis Medrash of the Rav. Rashi, ketuna means cheder katan shel Beis Medrash. In the small room in the Beis Medrash, they stand in front of Rav. That ain hakita yaitza bekav shloi divrei meya. That's the way they want to learn. Taka the way Shmuel and Nebunah changed the gears in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah should say, Ein Akita. Reb Meyoja can't go out with his wooden false leg. Reb Yosi Matir. That's what they learned. O Mochile Rav Epech. But Rav told them, made a machor, no, the gears should change around the way we have it in our Mishnah, that Reb Mey holds its mutter and Reb Yosi holds its osa. Omer Rav Nachum Reb Yitzchok V'simno Samach Samach. The Simon Tariyama says Samach Samach. Reb Yosi is the one that asks. Oyster has a Samach, and Reb Yosi has a Samach. So you put Samach next to Samach. Reb Yosi is the one that holds its Oyster. Trashi Samach Samach. Reb Yosi Oyster. Shtei Teva Shieshlem Samach Samach Zuei Tzu. They both have a Samach Samach one next to another. So that's the Lashon Oyster to Reb Yosi. So tomorrow, and that's the way our Gerus in the Mishnah is. The tomorrow of Yav Shmuel Hodebe, even Shmuel was Choyzer. The Tanan. Chotza betzandel shena shaloi. It's the halach of chalitza. It's if your brother dies and he has then his leftovers wife Yevama, so she can't get married till she has chalitza yibum. To make chalitza means she has to wear a shoe. Betzandel shena shaloi. The halach is she's supposed to put a shoe on her right foot. Now let's say she uses chotza betzandel shena shaloi. It doesn't belong to him. Or else betzandel shaloitz. Or else a sandal made out of wood. Oy shall smell be yamin. She put the left shoe on the right foot. Is chalitza ksher. That's what Tana Kama holds. That the chalitza is ksher. The yamin and it said man Tana. Who's the Tana that says the chalitza is ksher? That was the gate to us is that it says b'shel eitz that you could have a shoe made out of wood. Mashma wooden shoe is still called a shoe. Who's that man diyama? Or mashmo Reb Meyahi that goes according to Reb Meyer. The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hakita Yaitse Vikav Shlo Divra Meya. That the Meya holds the Kita, the person that's missing his foot. If he has a wooden leg, that's called his shoe. So you see, according to Meya, a wooden leg, a wooden shoe is also called a shoe. Therefore, according to Meya, it's called a Tashit. It's called a shoe. So you see, cool, like our Gers in the Mishnah, Meya is the one that says it's Mutta for a person to walk out with a fake, a wooden leg. That's his shoe. And Rabbi Yosi, all the saucer. Just see, claw, that's the gears in our Mishnah. So Rashi, Oy shall smell be min. Sandals shall smell no be min. They put the left shoe on the right foot. The chalitza on the made chalitza. The chalitza be minu. You have to have chalitza on the right foot. The goma regular mitzvah. Is man tanas Rashi, the sandals shall age choshev noloi. That's also called the noel. For hilchas chalitza, you have to use a noel. Who says that wood is also called a shoe? That's Raif Al Mishnah Rameyon. Rameyon is the one that says a kita could go out with his wooden leg. Why? Because he holds even wood could also be called a shoe. So you see, it's clear Rameyon the way we have the gears in the Mishnah. Rameyon is Matir and Rameyon is Asis. Moravayaf Rapunah Hodeba, even Rapunah now is Chayzer from what he said to change the gears. No, he's also Master to the gears of our Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned. Sandal Shal Saidin. Tighten the people that work in making lime. And they have special shoes that Vice says they don't want to hurt themselves. Lime is very strong. And the frat lime could burn up skin. So they don't use skin, they use wooden shoes. That's what he wears. So sandal shosite means a wooden shoe. It is Tomei Medris. Louis through the person is a Zav. So since he's standing on the shoe, he's Matame Medris, the shoe is Matame. The Yisho Chaletzes boy, and Yisho can make a chalitza, even though it's a wooden shoe. Also, the sheet, the wooden shoe, is still called a shoe. The Yotzen boy, the Shabbos, and you can walk out with this shoe on Shabbos, is also called a shoe. Wood is also called a shoe. Divi Rebbe Kiva, Zelt Rebbe Kiva, Veloi Hoideloi. But the Chachamim were not masking to Rebbe Kiva, they dingzich and say no. A wooden shoe is not called a shoe. It's no good for chalitza, and you can't walk out with it on Shabbos. For the Gemara Vatan Yestira Hoideloi, I another bright says no, the chum were masking to Rabbi Kiva. Rav Huna, Rav Huna himself gives a terrace. What's the terrace of the stira? Man hoideloi Rav Meir. Who was moided to Rabbi Kiva that says that a wooden shoe is called a shoe that you could walk out with on Shabbos and can make chalitza? That's Rav Meir. That's a right now Mishnah, that the Meir says this kita, the person is missing his leg, and we're putting a false leg of wood, that's also called a shoe, it's called a tachshit for him, he's not okay with it on Shabbos. Oman loy hoydloy, who's the one that dings a chan Rav Kiva? That's Rav Yossi. Like our Mishnah, that Rav Yossi says, Oysa, that since it's only a wooden false leg, he holds wood, is not called a shoe, it's also. Rashi Mantano, the sandal shall eat choshev noloi. Even wood is also called a sandal. Sandal shall side. Rashi Moichri said, people that sell lime, ugeshemesaskin boy noyle moisem shall eat. They put special shoes, wooden shoes. Mivnei shasid surface or, because lime could burn up the skin. So you can't wear a regular leather shoe. You have to wear a wooden shoe. Yom Rafuna Gassin and Man Hoydalay Rameya. The Yom, what's the Raya Rameya holds that? He says, Now Mishnah Akita Yetzah Bekav Shaloi. If you call Raya Rameya, the Gir says Rameya holds the Smuta. Like we have the Gir. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Or Rabbi Yosef Omer. Man Loi Hoydalay, who's another one that dings the Chan Rabbi Kiva, that holds that a wooden shoe is not called a shoe? Rabbi Yechene Benuri. I'll tell you, goes according to Rabbi Yechene Benuri. The Tanan we learned kivere shokash. You have this kivere, that's this beehive made out of straw. Real shofarish shokanim. You have like a round tube made out of kanim, also reeds. We have a kiva matama. The kiva says that's like called a kli, even though it's made out of kash like wood. That's still called a kli. It could be mekabel tumba. We have yechin and benuri metayer. If Yechon and Benuri is Metayr, Vaisless, why the sealed wood is not called a Kli? Trashi, Rabbi Yechon and Benuri Metayr, Tlav Urcho Lassos Mikash, it's not a derek to make a beehive out of straw. Elam Mikanim, usually you make it from Kanim, from reeds. Melo Mano Nami, the same for with a shoe. Lav Urcho Mietz, it's not a steger to make shoes from eights. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yechon and Sandal, a wooden shoe would not have a same shoe, since it's not a derek to make it that way. Rabbi Yechon and Benuri metayr beklikash. And why does he metayr with the straw keli? The lav eitz nino. That's not called eitz. Rabbi Kiva keitz choshev by the koshnin. Rabbi Kiva says no. It is considered like eitz. It's makabotum. Good. So you see, also Rabbi Kiva holds something that's not a derech to make it that way. It's not called the kli. It's the same thing by our shoe. It's not a derech to make a shoe from wood. You only make it from leather. Therefore, wooden shoe does not have the same shoe according to Rabbi Yechon and Benuri. Omamar, sandal shall sidon. This wooden shoe that a lime man wears when he's working with the lime, it says Tomei Medrus. It's Matame Medrus. Lo Yitzur, the person is a Zav. Since he's standing and wearing the shoes, he's on top of the shoes. The shoes have a Tumas Medrus on it. But it's not meant to walk in it. Like the Avim Minu was, he only wears it when he works in the lime. Like when he's standing in the lime, shoveling the lime, he goes into these shoes. But doesn't walk around with it, so why should it be a Tumas Medrus? Omer Rav Acha Bar Ravula Shekena Sayid Metayel Boy Ach Megila Beis. No, not only he wears these shoes, the shati's in the line, shoveling it around, he also wears it home. So since he walks with it home, that's enough to give it a shame. He uses the shoe walking on it. So therefore, it has a Tumas Medrus on it. He's walking on top of the shoe. It's Makabel Tumas Medrus. So here's the Asta Machlokes. The Mishnah, if it's a wooden shoe, have the same shoe or not. Allah, we're Machmel, like Rabbi Yossi, holds also. Like Rashi is not called a Tachshitu. Since it's a wooden shoe, it's not a derech to wear it. It's not called a Tachshit, it's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. Right, the Vimyesh Loi Beis Kibble Ksitzin Tomei. The Mishnah says, though, Lui Tzui, this wooden shoe. If it has a base kibble to mekabel ksisin, then it could be mekabel tumma. It means it has a small hole that you put in. We say ksisin means you put in the shmatis. Either the katan you put in there or the shmatis you put inside it. V'meish po base kibble ksisin tomi. Omer Abaya yishno tomi tumas meis. It only is mekabel, it has a shen kli that mekabel tumas meis. If a meis touches it, or who are then any tomi touches it? Of the ain't matame medrus, the chiddush is loyut to this person that doesn't have a leg is a zav, so it's not mekam tumah medrus. Medrus wouldn't be here. Why? Because the person is not really leaning on it, he's not walking on it. He doesn't have a leg. It's only a false leg. So you don't walk on it. It's just there for show. So it's not called medrash. Medrash means you're leaning, your whole body is leaning on it. Either like a bed or a chair that you have your whole body leaning on it. Here your body is not leaning on it, it's just there hanging. So I wouldn't have a tumas medrash. Drashi v'enim a tumah medrash. Drashi why? Deloi mistam echalei. You're not leaning yourself on it. Yeah. That's why it says Tumas Meis at Rashi. Who adin l'chol Tumas Mag? It's not Dafka Meis it has, any Tumas Mag it has. Ela Mishum Diyomer ain't Metame Medrash. Since it wants to say it has no Tumas Medrash. So Avatuma, no Kadami Tumas Meis, it's also Navatuma. Vokakoma. Na Savatuma, the thing becomes Navatuma, Ayide Meis. Ayide, if a Meis touches it, it'll be Makabal Tuma, this thing. It would have a Tumas Meis.